I'm on the train heading to Nottingham, watching the world fly by the window. Started making me think about Ben's big gig when they did the on the train set, which was very cool. By the way, the guy on drums was fantastic doing that bit. I listened back to Ben's big gig yesterday, and he's really gruffy cowboy style rah, in some of the tracks, which was quite impressive. A bit annoyed that Bamuser's mix didn't work that night, but at least I got feedback from Bamuser the very next day. And one of the guys I sent a direct message to, he said that TweetDeck didn't forward the DM or something. He had an issue with TweetDeck, so he didn't pick it up. So that's fair enough. They did run out of fix as well. They must have missed something. They said that the multicaster thing should work now. And I need to touch base with them again this week to find out if they've done anything with the selecting just using one of the Bamuser feeds as the input. That way you can do gigs and have lots of different camera angles, but just have the audio source from one input. Because one of the issues when you swap cameras on Bamuser, obviously you swap to somebody else's audio. And if you're wiring a gig up and you've got cameras in different locations, it's impossible to... Well, it's not impossible, but you have to run a feed back from the desk to wherever that camera location is. So it's additional wiring. Pain. It's a pain. So yeah, and if it goes down that sort of path of being able to have all that, then I guess the next step is to have, you know, soft fades and a proper little mixing desk. And it almost gets as good as Operator 11's little interface then, where you have people pop up and join the conversation and then you can bring them on. That'd be really useful. I really need to send a mock-up to them and see what they could come up with. Maybe go and fly over there and talk to them about it. I still think, over all of this, that Bamuser have the better system than a few other people. Mainly because of size, mainly because they can react quickly. I find that when you have a business that's got too many people in it, 20, 30, 40 people, it can be easily watered down about the level of output that comes out of that. Whereas a small, tight team that they've got, all very knowledgeable, you know, took an open source project like Red 5 and built on top of it. And got a lot of respect for them. They started up just because they wanted a video chat system, and now they're, you know, doing video broadcasting, streaming for the Swedish TV stations. I mean, that's epic. It's a way to do it. Organically grow it. Well, I did just want to come on here and talk about the train and go past walls and blurring green and white houses. Ended up talking tech again. I really need a coffee, like, badly. I think I might actually just have two. Could I have two coffees, please? So I can back to back them. Looking forward to seeing a few friends this morning. And should be a good day. Hopefully a relaxing, steady day. Nothing too heavy today, I think. A bit too delicate for that.